from the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of 1915I Community Recovery Services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Let me start.
I'll start.
Okay.
This was was viewed about a year and a half ago as being a way that we might be able to draw down some additional federal funds to help with our expenses, particularly some of our community supports related to housing for mentally ill individuals. Unfortunately, change occurred in this at the federal level, which moved it from being something that could be used in a targeted way to being an entitlement. It became, instead of being an opportunity, became somewhat of a risk. We have continued to have discussions with the state about this opportunity. As you see attached is a letter that Ms. Ide sent to the secretary asking for some additional clarification that would perhaps limit some of our risk, and the answer did not help us with our risk issues. Opportunity at the state, the state is looking at for applying for what is called a 1937 waiver. And this would, we believe, offer us that opportunity again to draw down federal funds, but it would not be an entitlement, and it would not then hold that same level of risk. This, I would tell you, at the moment seems to be something that we cannot pursue. However, it is an area of ongoing discussion with the state as we seek additional clarification with them and share with them our desire to again, continue to build our community resources and to maximize our federal reimbursement.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to say, too, you know, this is one of those issues we struggled with during the budget. We had discussions here, Supervisor Mayo, as well as Supervisor Jurczyk, and many other supervisors were very concerned about the fiscal component and our liability. It is clearly a way that was identified in the HSRI study to help jumpstart our expansion of community-based services. It had wide spread support, not only from disability advocates and internally. In fact, this was a program that we had applied and was accepted to participate in. And as Ms. Lucy said, when the Affordable Portability Act was passed, it really made this an entitlement to persons who met the eligibility criteria, and which also then would have required the county to pay the 40% match. And as you see in the report, we did some preliminary analysis, and we really just felt that there was no room. The state indicated that they were not willing to go beyond. The eligibility was tightened as much as it was. There wasn't much else that they could do. So we really are on hold. We just strongly feel that we cannot move forth and put the county in a position at this time. But I think, as Paula said, in many ways it might be good. We've had some preliminary discussions with the secretary. He indicated that he's interested in another waiver called 1937. It would offer similar services. It would allow counties to perhaps establish a waiting list, and that counties who are now participating in 1915I, if they move to 1937, would eventually have to transition. So we're going to explore the 1937 option and continue to look at ways that we can help expand our community-based system. And one of those initiatives, of course, is included in the 2012 budget, some of the things we put in. So we are not recommending moving forth with this at this time.
Thank you very much. I know Supervisor Mayo has some comments because this was his budget initiative which brought this back before us. So you smell the rat, huh?
I smell the rat. But thank you, Madam Chair. And I would like to thank you, too, for at least looking into it, because you was gung-ho about going to this program. Mm-hmm. And I said it's an entitlement. And when you, even though it's from the Walker County residents, but they was going to have everybody county come to Milwaukee County. And we would have to foot the bill for people just come across the border. It was no border lines. Waukesha, Washington, they're going to say, go to Milwaukee. And, you know, they got better services. And then we would have to foot that bill. And even though when you have some other initiatives, but please don't make it an entitlement. Because every entitlement we have, other residents don't come here. That's what happened to our GAP program. We had a lot of people come, get on the GAP program, then they go all the way up in northern Wisconsin, and we had to pay those bills. We had to make sure that we serve the residents of Milwaukee County, and I know that we're looking for different innovative programs to help our needy individuals, but we cannot afford it. We got to continue to serve it, and I was surprised when Ms. Becker stated that we have to make the hard decision to cut some programs but save the mental illness programs. I'm like, I hope a lot of residents of Milwaukee County can hear that and say the same thing, because there's going to be a lot of cuts, and then there's going to be a lot of services that we got to provide. But I'm glad that y'all came to reality, came to my side of the board. I really appreciate it for the little humor, but when you look into these different programs, make sure that we can afford it. Not even though it looked good, but we can actually afford it and serve our residents. And I thank you two ladies for at least looking into it, because y'all was really gung-ho not even looking into it. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. I thank you, Supervisor Mail, for your foresight. It was just kind of hard to resist that time, because we were really looking for any help we could get. And so it really did take someone brave to step forward and say, hey, wait a minute, this may not be a good idea. So we hope that the other funding will pan out, and that will.
And thank you, Madam Chair, because everybody on that committee, Supervisor Jersey, y'all were beating me up real good.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that I have a little back still.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Yeah. Oh, that's your excuse, huh? All right. Thank you very much. All right. Supervisor Mayo is being excused. Yes, to have a couple more items left. We have three more items left. Does the committee wish to just continue? Would you like to come in for it?
I've got to be drawn in.
All right.
Let's go through.
There we go.